Why am I seeing so many ads for standing desks everywhere all the time? How do they know I'm looking for a stand? Wait a sec. Of course they know, because they're looking at my internet history. I did search for that once. Yes. Everything about our online behavior is being tracked. We know this, and yet it isn't until we see all those standing desks that we are reminded that people know everything. Some companies spend millions to access our data, and others earn millions by selling our data to them. But us, consumers, we don't make a cent, not a penny. Rather than complain about it, what if we could make money from our own data? That is the idea behind Invisibly. Joining us now to talk more about how it works is Don Vaughn. He is head of product at Invisibly, and he joins us from Palo Alto, California. Hello there, Don.
Hey, Bruce, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Great. What personal data are you talking about here? Is it, as I mentioned, my surfing history, or is it my date of birth and, I don't know, the fact that I'm 6'4 and have guns the size of trees?
Well, Bruce, I think you nailed it. And what's happening, people are selling your data behind the scenes, they're stalking you, picking up data about you, selling it so they can show ads. The only thing I would change is that they're not making millions off your data. They're making billions, hundreds of billions off your data. That's where Facebook and Google, all their ad revenue, it's almost their entire business. So what Invisibly allows you to do is to get in and join part of that transaction. So rather than them stalking you, taking your data and licensing it, you can become part of that transaction. You can license your data and make money off it.
And how does that actually work?
Literally, actually, what you do, you go to invisibly.com and you create an account, and then we offer you 5 or 6 different kinds of data that you can link in order to make money off it. Depends what you're comfortable with and not. So you can link your URL history if you want by installing our plugin. You can link your social media handles, because I don't know if you know this, but every time you post, all sorts of companies are scraping your data and trying to make money off it as well. So you can join that transaction.
So I sign up. Okay. So I get that. But then who is actually paying me? Is it so historically, I'm making up an example here. Historically, Starbucks paid Facebook because they see that I buy a tall black coffee, and now Starbucks is paying me instead of Facebook or in addition to Facebook?
Oat milk or almond milk?
No milk, black. I said black.
Hardcore. Okay.
Jeez. You spelled my name wrong too.
Well, when you link your data, I guess we'll know more about that. Well, but here's how it works, is that advertisers are what's funding all this, is that advertisers have products. They want to be able to reach people who are interested in standing desks. How are they going to find that person? Are they going to message everybody in North America? Or are they going to try and find data about people who have searched for standing desks? So at Invisibly, what you do is you link your data. Could be, like I said, URL data, social media data. You can link your bank account transactions. No access to it. Just we basically take the transactions. We find out you buy from Target, and then Target might want to show you more ads. And then marketers pay to show you more personalized ads or do market research with your data. And then we cut 50-50 you on the revenue. You make half, we make half.
Target failed here in Canada, just for the record. They were here for 18 months and then left with their tail between their legs. So clearly they didn't use Invisibly properly in Canada. How much money are we talking about? Am I going to, like, can I buy a boat with this, or can I buy nail clippers? I know those are two very different categories that I mentioned, like a boat or nail clippers. It literally was the first two things that came to my mind. I have no idea why those were the first two things, but those were the first two things.
Yeah, man, there's some deep psychology going on there, but that's the life dilemma, is the nail clippers or the boat. So with Invisibly, you can make between $60 and $100 a year from your data, depending on how much you link. Depends what you're comfortable linking. And I'd like to get in 2 years, we're going to try and make you $1,000 a year from your data.
What is the type of person who would do that? I wouldn't smile at a stranger for $100 a year. So what are the type of, and I'm the smiliest person in Canada.
Yeah.
Who is the type of person who would sign up for this and go, yeah, that's totally worth it for $100?
Yeah. I think we find it's a little more popular with the younger demographic.
Younger than me. That's not even possible. I'd yeah, be yeah, yeah, teething no, if I was any younger.
Let's say I was then around your age, okay, which is right. That, you know, look, the scary truth is that your data is already out there. The reason it's not worth more money is that there's so much data out there about you already. People are stalking you effectively and selling you already. So what we need to do is, as privacy gains traction and people are like, hey, that's wrong, delete my data and get more control over it, licensing out your own data will be worth more and more money. The types of people who want to do it want to make an extra 100, 200 bucks a year from doing a one-time thing. Like, you link your data and you just get a check every month.
Is it possible to turn back the clock here to get us to get consumers a piece of the action? And I ask because, we can't turn back the clock on information like news, right? Like, there was a time in which newspapers said we can put up a website and introduce a paywall and everyone will have to pay for news like they did the physical paper, or not. They chose not. And now most of us just expect our news to be free, and we might paywall, you know, one or two, we might buy the privilege for, you know, a couple of publications, but it's not ubiquitous. Is it possible to turn back the clock?
No, we're not turning back the clock. The only companies that have really been successful with subscription in terms of news, New York Times is generating nearly $2 billion in revenue from subscriptions. So they're not, which is still less than they made on the print edition. So not working despite best efforts, Washington Post, a distant second. So we're not doing that. And people don't want to. I mean, we expect it for free. But just so you know, free equals somebody stalking you on the webpage to take your data to go license it for ads. That's how they're making money. They are making money off your data, period, full stop. I just think there's a lot of data out there. They don't have access to your, you know, credit card transactions, just a text of what happens, or the dollar amounts or items in your shopping cart. You can make money off that. Nobody's, you know, people aren't effectively capturing that data and licensing it to make additional 100, 200 bucks a year. So it can be a yes and. You can still browse news and see ads on there, but it's funding it from advertisers, which is based on your data.
Our principal audience is in Canada. We're available across North America, but our principal audience is in Canada. You're not available in Canada yet?
In the next 12 months. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. So we're early on this, but I think why I wanted to do it, even though I knew you weren't available, is I think it's such an interesting notion. So whether you have even never come here, I think it's still worth it for us to be thinking about the economics of our data. Your background is in neuroscience. How does that layer on to this business? What did you learn in those 14 years of post-secondary study, or whatever the, however the holy heck it took for you to complete that dissertation, that you apply to this new world?
Here's the breakdown. I actually had a moment. I was sitting there doing a brain scan, was using brain, you know, your brain activity to predict how you were going to react to a certain thing that I showed you. So just based on your brain, I could tell whether you liked something or didn't like something. And I just realized right now, Google and Facebook and all these machines are basically doing that to try and figure you out all the time. It's now our 3 pounds of wet stuff in the head versus tons and tons of supercomputers with your data trying to sell you the next thing, trying to get you to click on the next piece of journalism. And if we don't do something and take control of our data, I think it's game over. I think this is an existential real issue that our reality is now controlled by what Facebook decides to show us in our damn newsfeed. So step one, make money from your data. Step two, now that you have your data in there, Invisibly is coming out in the next 3 months with a way to look at news and look at your entire world of what's possible with an algorithm that you control with your data, not Facebook. And that's taking that power.
Is this a social mission for you? Surely you could make more money by joining them and using your neuroscience trickity tricks to help them make more money.
Yeah, this is the social. This is the thing that gives me goosebumps that in the lab. I feel like humans are outgunned. It's our thing versus these machines. They're working 24/7 trying to figure you out to get whatever the companies want to get you to do. And the way they talk about people is disgusting. It's about, oh yeah, we track them and then we target them. It's like we're prey. It's like we're animals. And the only way to fight this, the only answer to the social dilemma, is to take back control of your data and have machines work for you, not just for business.
Wow. Makes me want to move off the grid and shut my laptop forever. I don't know if that was the call to action you were hoping for. Don, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming and talking with us today.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for having me on. And thanks for mentioning Invisibly.
Don Vaughn is head of product at Invisibly. It is a service that one day in Canada, not quite yet, but one day in Canada, will allow you to get a piece of the revenue that everybody else is earning on the backs of your data. Fascinating stuff.